Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have the Newton head baseball coach, Darren Tisdale. And Darren, thanks for talking with us today. And I know it's been kind of a strange start to the season. I mean, you were away from the team for a while, and so that was kind of something that I'm sure you rather would have been with the team. But now that you're back, you get some adversity right off the bat, losing a big catcher. But talk a bit about getting back with the team, how that's been.
Yeah. Been really fortunate to have a good coaching staff, so they work with the kids and did quite well. So right now there's just a few philosophical things or in technique and mechanics that I in particular, just individually as any head coach would have once maybe done a certain way, and I couldn't really communicate that efficiently or effectively every small detail along the way. So in general, we got a lot of things accomplished and a lot of good practice sessions in, and so I was pleased with that. And just now I just got to, some of my independent thoughts and ideas about how I want the game played and to look like, and how kids should do things just here or there. I'm just sprinkling that about, throughout these last couple weeks. So, but a great staff. We work really well together. So pretty fortunate to find these guys and, get us all joined together, and I think it down the line in the future, it's going to be a good situation for us and a good situation for the kids. We got on staff a lot of guys that are into the instruction of technique and mechanical things that you got to have to be successful in coaching these days, because a lot of guys have a lot of information now, and just kind of having kids go out there in general and play baseball and throw the ball and hit the ball doesn't want to be athletic, doesn't necessarily work anymore. You got to really fine tune your mechanics and techniques to match the competition.
Yeah. Now, of course, Skylar Milhauser, you lose him, and that's mm-hmm. tough. He's like one of your senior leaders,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a horrible situation for Skylar to go through. He's handling it really well right now. It's a thing that he's going to have to work through. It's a probably a year long process for him to get back to what he loves to do, and he is really passionate about this sport, and he puts a lot of effort into it. So you wonder why it happens to a kid like that, but unfortunately it did. So as a team, we have to work through that situation. We got Lane Rosendahl and then Josh Lampe's coming up, and Ray Sealer from the freshman level to fill in the JV games with Rosendahl at the varsity level. And then we got two freshmen now that are backing up Lane if he had a situation where he was injured. So that's a big loss. Skyler's one of the top catchers in the state. Obviously, people know he's headed to college to play baseball. And so, that's a big loss. Big loss that we got to work through. And, he's helping out, though, and he's getting Lane caught up on some of the skills and knowledge that Lane being a junior doesn't quite have that Skylar has, and Skylar puts 12 months a year into it. Lane participates in other sports, so doesn't quite put as much time into it as Skylar, and honestly not many guys in the state put as much time into the game as Skylar. So we don't expect any of our other catchers to meet
the expectation
or standards that Skylar sets. It'd be awesome if they did, but just understanding there's just people are different people, and Skylar's got the passion and the desire to do it, so that makes him who he is. And the other guys, we got to know it's who they are and the time they have to put into it. And they'll be good catchers for us. They just need to, with Skylar working on it with him and helping him out, they'll learn a lot and get close maybe to be into his level.
Yeah. Yep. Talking to Newton head coach for the baseball team, Darren Tisdale. Now, I know one thing when we talked before the season, and right now you're kind of struggling with putting the ball in play, a lot of strikeouts.
That's a difficult, I just thinking about that this morning, that's a difficult situation to deal with, in that there's a mental aspect of it, and we talked about that with the kids last night as coaches, and then there's the mechanical and technique, and it's kind of like which comes first, the mental ability to hit, or is it the mechanical technical ability? It's just like a mesh, If you have the mental ability and confidence, I want to hit this ball, but you don't have mechanical and technique down, it's hard to hit. If you have technique and mechanics down, but you don't have the mental ability to visually see a pitch, have your brain process that, and then output the body mechanics that are needed to hit that you have, then it's hard to hit as well. So it's one of the most complicated things to do in sports, and that's why there's only about, there's major leaguers that play Major League Baseball, and then there's major leaguers that are elite hitters, and there's very few elite hitters in the entire world.
Yeah.
So you do your best as a coach to explain both the processes of the mental side of it and the physical side of it. And then it's up to the kids. You know, you can't swing the bat for them, like we say as coaches. So seeing pitches, right now I talk to kids, we're good at 75 to 80 miles per hour when we face those type of pitchers. But again, you can have some flaws in your mechanics and technique and your processing speed, visually and through the brain, processing of the pitch. Is it a strike? Is it a ball? Is it a fastball? Is it a curve? With that, you got time. So we're okay with our flaws and our processing speed in terms of hitting pitches that are in that 75 to 80 mile per hour range, or guys who miss up in the zone, over the plate, as we call it in baseball, more often. But when we face pitchers who don't miss over the plate a lot, who throw 80 to 85, we're not processing that visually, going through the brain, and then outputting the mechanics that we need. And again, that just takes a lot of time. Some guys can just do it, as they say, but most of us can't. And so there's tough, because eventually, if you're not performing those mechanics and technique right, you lose your confidence. So you lose the mental state that you talk about when you come to the plate, because 80% of baseball or hitting is mental side of it. Well, yeah, you can say that, but if you start to lose your mechanics and technique, you're going to lose that mental state as well. So you got to mesh both of them. And right now, we're just not good at meshing both of them together. The kids are trying, they're working hard at it. It's just going to take time. You got to see pitches. Any guy who's played baseball and played it at a high level understands that you're going to go through struggles as a hitter, as you face weak pitching to good pitching. And we faced really good pitching the last 4 or 5 games. And again, you don't have a lot of room for error with your technique and mechanics, but you can't get caught up in your technique and mechanics, because you're going to overanalyze at the plate. So then you got to get up there. But if you repeated those mechanics and techniques over and over and over and over again, which it takes to be good, once you do face those harder throwers, you can at least keep yourself in some sort of mechanical, technical, meet that standard expectation. Then it's just a matter of visually, can you process the pitch, recognize it, and then swing the bat so it's on path and on time with the pitch. So that's the complication of this sport, and that's what we got to really, really, work on the next few weeks before we get to district play. And then, as we've talked about, we got a 6-game season coming up at the end of the season, when you got 3 district games, sub-state, and then you got 3 state tournament games, if you want to win a state championship. So we're kind of in a situation where you want to win games throughout the season, yes, but we also got to take each game as like, this is a practice situation to improve those skills. And each time you go out in the game situation, you're going to learn something, and you got to learn to adjust then. So if it didn't work tonight, why didn't it work? And then you got to adjust something in your stance, or even when we go to the mound and pitch, I got to adjust something so I can be more consistent down in the zone, not over the plate. As a hitter, I got to get the bat on path, and I got to get it there quicker. What can I do? It's a tough, tough process, because I go back to this often. We don't have plays on a baseball field. I can't, like a basketball or football coach.
You can't drop.
They can drop a play and get their best player the ball in a certain situations. Well, I got 9 hitters, and there might be bases loaded in the last inning with 2 outs, and you might have your weakest hitter with the ball, so to speak. Well, he's got the bat in his hands, and you've hopefully taught him to the best of your ability, and he's worked hard to get to the best of his ability to make contact, put the ball in play, and maybe score that winning run. I can't take a game and say, well, each inning I'll have these three hits, and three guys hit, and then I'll sprinkle this guy in after these guys get up. Nope. You just set your lineup, and then you got to roll with it. Unlike basketball or football.
Yeah, definitely. These games come fast and furious. Not a lot of teaching time really in there, is there?
Exactly. I'm glad you made that point, because we've been talking about that. I think we've had 1 practice in the last 13 or 14 days. And we've been on the road traveling quite a bit. Early in the year, it was awesome. We were at home. playing games regularly as well. Yeah. But then you hit these streaks against a little better competition lately, and it's been on the road. So we're traveling, and like, you know, we went to Oski Wednesday, then we, you know, we're at Grinnell last night, and tonight we got to take off for Indianola. So yeah, we got a lot of time. You know, we're out there to the field early at 2:15, and we're getting home at about, on those away trips, at 10 to 10:30, 11. So yeah. It does take a little bit of a toll on the kids, mentally, physically, but that's just, it's part of it, and it's almost the situation we're getting conditioning in right now, you know. So we're getting a lot of conditioning in terms of our time around the game of baseball, and you know, unfortunately we're struggling right now. So hopefully we can get through this stretch here, and like I've been saying, fix those technical mechanical flaws and those mental states of mind that we're struggling with, and then towards the end of the season we start to get a little more success rolling, and then hopefully we come into those district games with a little confidence, momentum, and understanding what we need to do to play at a high level.
Yeah, especially, yeah, and when you're going through stress like this, you don't want the kids to be pressing, because then they're swinging the bad pitches, yep, you know, and stuff and all that stuff.
This is a game, again, kind of like golf. It's a relaxed intensity. So once your body, if you understand, you know, the body, when your muscles are tense, you're going to be slow. And when your mind's racing, you're not going to perform those mechanical, technical things at an efficient, you know, level to be successful. So, yeah, that's a tough part of it.
Well, thanks for chatting with us today, and best of luck here as you proceed towards the end of the season and that all-important postseason.
Absolutely, Randy. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And that has been the Newton Head baseball coach, Darren Tisdale, joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.